At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we'll get to nonsense in segment number two, but I want to talk serious here, and I want to talk about compartmentalizing and moving on. These details coming out today, allegations about what the father of Manny Collins did to him. The allegations suggesting that a father, just going to say it because it's news, decapitated his son and denied this, tried to explain the blood, tried to explain other circumstances in his residence, but now facing significant charges. And if true, this is beyond grisly. This is grotesque. This is just as awful as it gets. When you're there providing news, whether it's 4, 5, 6, and 10. And there's lighthearted stuff, too. There's fun. You work with friends. But when there are stories like this, are you good at just, I've done this so long. I'm not saying you're a robot, but you have found a way to try to just keep going. Or are there just certain stories that stay with you when maybe you're doing three newscasts and maybe it's even a back and forth with one of your reporters, like our mutual friend Lou Ragus is all over the story. How do you deal with that part of your job?
I gosh bless, if people can compartmentalize, you know, I say good for you, but there are stories that will haunt me forever. And no, I think you take that stuff home with you. I remember the Sandy Hook shooting, and I didn't even have kids at the time, and I just, like, I pictured, like, just talking about it, it's gonna make me cry, like, I just, these tiny, tiny humans that were ambushed by this person. I broke down on air. I was on a Saturday morning show. Belinda had to reach over and grab my hand when I was trying to read the news. Mm-hmm. No, there are just stories that stick with you forever, and details of some things that you can't get out of your mind. And you know, it's an unfortunate part of, you know, and you guys do this too for a living.
Sure.
You're around the news.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah.
I think some of those things stick with you. Just as the same as, you know, my father was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that he has seen that he'll never get rid of. And, you know, I think that just comes, unfortunately, with the job.
How was that? You know, I know this. I think we've talked about it a little bit off air. I don't think we've talked about a lot on air, but just knowing your father as a police officer and obviously all the implications that can have.
I didn't handle it well when he had to go to, like, a domestic call because I know, as the daughter of a police officer, that those are often the most dangerous. And, you know, when he became chief, he was less on the street than he had been before, and I felt safer then.
What would your dad say to try to comfort you?
That he's the good guy that has a gun, and, you know, that I think he probably made it sound rosier than the situation was. You know, and as a kid, I probably bought into it.
Yeah. It's probably the right approach, right? It's easier said than done. I'm with you on news stories. You know, obviously, you know, this show will talk very serious things and we'll just talk utter nonsense and silliness, and that combination I enjoy. And I get that we have some people in our audience. I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day. It's been a friend of mine for 40 years. And he was very complimentary. He goes, I love it when you're talking serious stuff. I love it, the interviews, but God, your nonsense does nothing for me. And then I have people in my life who are the exact opposite, saying, bring me more you and Rena being screwballs. But there are, and I have many failures in life. I am a good compartmentalizer for whatever reason. I'm not bragging about it. I just am. But there are times you read stories, and I will say, I read this Manny Collins story early in the day about a 16-year-old kid and this happening. And even when I'm on with Adam and we were having nonsense, or even when I'm talking to Dean Phillips, when Dean Phillips is making news about dialogue with Elon Musk and upcoming dialogue with Elon Musk, there's still a part of me right now, Rena, thinking about that story and what happened to this child.
And do you think some of that comes from being a parent?
I think yes. I don't think I could deny that. But I also think it's very possible somebody who either decided to not have kids or is married now and they haven't had kids yet, or they're younger, who still could be horrified by it. You know, things can have different meanings because of our direct affiliations. But even if we're not tied as maybe others, it can still stay with us for a long, long time, right?
I think, too, depending on where you are in your life at that moment, something may just hit you harder than something else. I think that's just human nature, right? Like I said, with the Sandy Hook, I didn't have children yet, but I just, that one hit me really hard for some reason.
Absolutely.
And I don't know, maybe I was just somewhere, maybe I was trying to get pregnant. I don't even remember. I just know that one hit me really hard.
All right, let's pause because I want to get to a little nonsense with Rena, but I wanted to bring this part up because I'm sure people are curious, even in their own lives, how they deal with this, or when you're consuming news, if you like to consume information, how that plays out. Let's pause, come back with Rena. I want to talk about, Rena could do this. Rena, we know she doesn't like to socialize with a lot of people, so maybe she would have to call Stretch Lab, you know, one of the 11 locations in town and say, okay, I want you to shut down the one by Bidet-McCoskey. I want you to shut down the one in Chanhassen. I want you to shut down the one in Maple Grove or Plymouth because that one comes stretched. Now, they're not going to do that because they're busy and popular, and Rena really wouldn't ask for that. Every single one of us should try to stretch and be flexible. It is so good for our health. Whether we're talking our 10-year-old daughter or son, or whether we're talking about our 92-year-old parent, grandparent, or friend, stretching is essential. StretchLab.com is a place I've been going to since 2019, whether it's me, whether it's Quentin, whether it's friends. I believe in it 100%. They have 25-minute sessions. They have 50-minute sessions. They have trained specialists. They don't have just the standard stretch. They'll work with the challenges, issues with you, and you walk out of that place feeling better. And guess what? Most of the time you walk out of that place saying, hey, I want another appointment, or I want to become a monthly regular. I believe in it. You should also. StretchLab.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's jump back in the conversation with our friend from Care 11, Rena Sargentopoulos. When we last chatted, you had a beverage in your hand. And you were with your brother, and I believe, Dave, if I remember this right, the brother brought up 27 children. Is that right, Dave? Is that
about what? It was a little over the top, but it was close.
Yeah, 27 children. And we were offering from the kind audience suggestions where you should go. Now, you're already on a body water at a very popular restaurant. I'm sure that was a lot of fun. I mean, not as much fun as when the two of us were there, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun. Where did you end up going with your brother and the 27 children?
First of all, the beverage in my hand was water. I cannot day drink. You know me better than that.
Yeah. I don't think I said an. Did I say an alcoholic beverage?
No, you just said beverage.
I just said beverage.
Okay. Why would you assume?
Okay. Yeah. It was implied. Yeah. It was implied.
Wow. I have a margarita right now, and I'm working.
Me too. we did the stadium tour the first day that they were here. So that was fun.
Which stadium?
Vikings. US Bank.
US Bank. So okay.
Yep. One of my neighbor is retired and works for the stadium now and the Vikings. And so he took us on a little tour. And so that was fun. The boys got to take their pictures on the middle of the field. They got to pretend, all 27 of them, that they were on the team.
Yeah.
Then we
They could
to,
be a team. I mean, honestly, you got substitutions and... coaches, you're good.
Yeah, we did a bit of grilling out while they were here. We did Dave and Buster's because it was crazy hot one day. We went swimming at a friend's house. We watched fireworks on top of a ramp in Bloomington. I took the kids to Mall of America the last day they were here.
Wait a second.
I know.
You, Rena Sargentopoulos, went to Mall of America?
Yep.
Dave, you believe in this?
Yep. What was the brother doing?
He was with my husband on the RH rooftop, living it up, yucking it up, having a dandy old lunch.
Wow. What's happened to you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you go into the mall or did you just stay in the car and say, have fun, kids?
That's what I was just going to say. You drove around and you said, there's like all sorts of fun stuff in there, but.
Crayola experience.
We're not.
Look, kids.
We're not. Well, I'd say that's a fairly busy few days with the family.
A lot going on, absolutely.
That is a lot going on.
Yeah. I think they had fun. I hope.
Where do you stand on somebody in a fast food restaurant on a speakerphone if it's crowded?
Nope.
Okay, that's totally wrong. Dan Cook had that experience he just shared with us. Then also had the person go up and say, hey, really like you with Jason. Didn't like you as much with Chad. I mean, now I
get that.
Yeah.
I like me without you, too.
Yeah, I think Dan should have punched him. That's my feeling. So you're there. First of all, I don't really see you at McDonald's. When's the last time you ate him? Am I wrong? Does Rena Sargentopoulos occasionally go to fast food restaurants?
Not that one, but I take my daughter there to get ice cream sometimes.
Okay. Is there a fast food place you do bring your daughter to?
Well, she'll eat at McDonald's. That wouldn't be for me.
That's not
I'm like a noodles and company, Chick-fil-A.
Sure. All good.
Kind of gal.
Okay, so you're there with your daughter. Mm-hmm. And the person next to you and your daughter's just started the meal. and she likes being there. And the person next to you is on the speakerphone with a strong, loud voice. What's your move?
I ignore it. I would.
Do you move to another seat in the restaurant? Would you think about leaving, or would you just put up with it?
I would just put up with it, sadly. I don't like confrontation on any level for any reason.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. I'm very, very, very aware of that. Dave Harrigan, that's your scenario. You and the two girls are at Noodles. I like Noodles. Noodles is good.
Good Noodles.
Yes.
I'll get the stroganoff there. Or the macaroni and cheese is very good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw a little chicken. Right next to you, you guys are already seated. And here comes an Adam Carter type. Sitting down, he's just clanged and banged, he's sweaty, and he's talking really loud to his workout partner about their workout.
Shoulder day.
Yeah, shoulder day. Exactly. What is your move?
I'm not even waiting for him to get the phone out. If it's an Adam Carter lookalike, I'm out of there already.
Yeah, you're out of there, right?
But
yeah.
If I happen to not notice him and he's already got the phone out, I'm taking that phone out of his hand, I'm slamming it on the ground, I'm stomping on it, and I'm saying, huh? Power clean that, buddy.
Live.
You're right. I'm shirking every possible confrontation as
if,
well.
Okay, if he's next to me and Quentin and I have nowhere else to go, I am speaking up.
Oh, for sure you are.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes. You don't believe I speak
no.
up? I do. I believe that 99.99%. With Q?
I don't believe it.
Wow. Do you want me to go do it?
Q doesn't want to see his dad get pounded right in front of him.
Oh, come on. Look at these. What's this muscle again? Look at these things here. All right. Go do that and videotape it and cause an incident and then send it back to us.
Sounds good.
See ya. We got to go.
Bye.
Rena, Care 11. Check her out today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.